It's so funny because I think there are a lot of artists out there like that, but the focus is usually on the art and not, well, what did you do before? Is there anything else that you do? And it's so interesting when you talk to people to find out what else they're into. It's really hard to support yourself in this field. So people have to do other things, and naturally people have other talents, because I've always thought that if you can understand jazz and do well in jazz, you're pretty intelligent. So if you're pretty intelligent, there's probably a likelihood that there's something else that you're really good at. You know, when you were mentioning, you know, the law and the real estate, and so naturally I've been kind of exposed to business, but then that kind of ties into that promotion thing and the production thing that we've been doing. You know, we were lucky enough to bring Roy Hargrove and Wallace Roney and a couple of other folks into Philly, and, you know, that was definitely a combination of my love for this art form and my sense of, well, if you're doing this as a business, how does this run, and what do you have to do to make these things happen? And so that's been an interesting, kind of an interesting development.